Harps 1, Wexford 3. We have played 3 minutes of injury time at the end of this game, and the fourth official down in front of us indicated that there would be at least 4 minutes of injury time. So time for us to just to watch the end of the action and maybe give you a wee rundown on what exactly happened here tonight. 0-0 at half time, a pretty flat first half. Harps probably the better side, played some decent football in that first half, but never really kicked into gear. But they scored 3 minutes after the restart through Gavin McAteer. Great finish from the young midfielder. Lombardo with the cross, McAteer with the control, the touch, and the just a comfortable finish, cool finish in past the goalkeeper, in off the post. 1-0 to Harps, but Wexford were level on 56. Dean Larkin with a header from about 6 yards out, a corner kick from the right hand side from Ben McCormick. Then on 69 minutes, the same two players involved again. McCormick with a free kick this time from just inside the Finn Harps half. He floated into the box, and Dean Larkin up from the back got his head to the ball, in past the Harps goalkeeper Lorenzo Barbosa. 2-1 to Wexford. And believe it or not, Dean Larkin completed his hat-trick. He's a centre half now. Larkin hasn't scored all season, but he completed his hat-trick on 80 minutes, and once again another set piece situation. Ben McCormick again from the right hand side with a corner kick, floated to the back post, and Larkin headed in. So criminal stuff, you may say, to concede 3 goals from the exact same player from 3 set-piece situations. But Harps didn't learn, although they're trying to force a goal themselves. There goes the full-time whistle. That was the last chance. It was an effort from Max Johnson, one of the Finn Harps substitutes, but it's gone. The full-time whistle has been blown by the match referee, Oliver Moore, and that brings an end to the contest and perhaps brings an end to Harps' chances of getting into the playoffs. They needed the win tonight to close the gap on Treaty above them, but it's Wexford who have picked up the points. So Wexford themselves are now just 3 points behind Treaty. Both teams, all the teams more or less in the first division now, with just 4 league games to go. Significantly for Harps, they remain 6 points adrift, and they have got Cove Ramblers away from home this Friday night. Their next match after that will be an away fixture against Dundalk, the league leader. So those 2 games will really, really test Harps. And they were due to play Kerry here in their next home match on October the 3rd, Friday night, October 3rd. But Kerry will be in action on FAI Cup duty that weekend. They're in a semi-final against Shamrock Rovers, so that game's likely to be rescheduled. But anyway, Harps next up for them, Cove Ramblers on Friday night. But they'll go into that match on the back of a disappointing result here tonight. A disappointing performance overall, it must be said. Credit to Wexford. They were trailing in the second half, but they got back on level terms, and they were the side that kicked on. The momentum was with them, and Dean Larkin is their match winner tonight, the centre-back, the hat-trick hero with 3 of their goals. So it's finished here at Finn Park, Paul, in Ballybuffet. Finn Harps 1, Wexford 3.